meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A wind chill warning remains in effect. 12 today, under sunny skies. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. About an inch of snow, Thursday through Thursday night. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 3 degrees above zero.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Highway Patrol is thanking the community for the outpouring support it has received since the collision with the patrol vehicle on I-70 in Ellis County during a major winter storm that has left a canine severely injured. The canine's name is Igor. Igor is slowly recovering in the ICU and has only been with the agency for less than a year. The crash happened on the afternoon of January 12th after a distracted driver of a semi-truck collided with Trooper Bud Key's patrol vehicle with Igor still inside. No other injuries were reported and further information has yet to be released. In other news, Douglas County Sheriff Jay Armbrister continues to support legislation to allow first responders, including dispatchers, to be eligible for workers' compensation for PTSD. The sheriff said that first responders state wide find themselves in similar situations, and legislation could be the first step in addressing mental health resources for these first responders. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More presidents award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only presidents award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
The extreme cold has kept many tow trucking companies very busy, including for dispatchers like Christina Van Zandt.
We had a whole bunch of calls coming in at like 7:30. Mostly we're getting jump starts and tire services, ranging from being at people's homes to the highways.
She also mentioned to 12 News that the bitter cold is merciless, taking effect on their vehicles as well.
We've been having to get them like, hey, you know, we can help you. It's just it's going to be a while, like maybe 4 or 5 hours.
And other news, Halstead Fire and EMS said that a fire happened on Halstead Road, just south of U.S. Highway 50. Pictures from the department show flames engulfing a metal-framed building. Several other fire crews were called to help, including Newton Fire and EMS. There's still no word on what started the blaze, but the state fire marshal was on scene. And finally, the William Allen White Foundation will be awarding the Marion County Record with the 2024 William Allen White Foundation National Citation, as it is the first time that the foundation is recognizing an organization rather than an individual.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the extreme cold temperatures are slowly starting to let up across the Mid-America region and the state of Nebraska, but not after a state of emergency was declared over the weekend. Multiple accidents were reported with closures of highways and even barns that collapsed in the rural parts of the community. As according to KGWN in Scottsbluff, they say that the weather caused havoc in northeastern portions of the state, even to the point where a cattle barn located in Crofton, Nebraska, collapsed over the heads of near 169 cattle. According to the report, the farmers on hand, Janine Lang and her husband, caused the collapse of the barn, and the investigation is still ongoing, but it was believed that the snow and extreme cold temperatures did affect the structure of the barn. So far, there is no reports on the number of cattle that were injured during the incident. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
4, 3, 2, 1
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Winter weather again rearing its head this week as late afternoon games Monday in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Onega were suspended. Those and the Tuesday games will be moved to Wednesday with schedule adjustments Thursday and Friday. Area schools all closed again Tuesday on account of cold winter weather. Marysville boys tip off in the Thunder Classic at Seneca Tuesday evening, postponed a day until Wednesday. Tip off at 6 p.m. with Jackson Heights. The Diller O'Dell and Southern basketball games Tuesday also postponed. Bingo Tuesday evening at the Marysville American Legion canceled. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was again routine business. Keith Bramhall voted chairman for this year. Washington County Commissioners elected Raleigh Ordine chair and Scott Zabotrisky vice chair for this year. 5% raise on the base rate for county employees was confirmed as previously approved. Rates at county landfill were raised from $50 to $60 to offset increases in hauling costs to the regional transfer station. Last year's cost, $54 per ton, was expected to rise to $56 this year. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet Tuesday afternoon with their next regular scheduled meeting Monday, January 22nd. Gage County Board of Supervisors elected Eric Tiemann chair and Emily Haxby vice chair. The board approved a $23,000 county grant through the Visitor Improvement Fund, financed by the lodging tax, for the Barnston Community Center to use toward updating restrooms at the community center, which is housed at the former Barnston School gym. Three road grant outreach meetings remain, with an online session Tuesday evening, 6:30 p.m., and again January 25th at 6:30. A final in-person meeting is planned February 8th, at the Legion in Beatrice. These are for gathering public input for several Gage County bridge projects, including Blue Springs, the bus bridges, as well as Claytonia and DeWitt bridges and the Hickory and Claytonia DeWitt roads. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will feature a program on social media marketing Tuesday evening, 5:30 at the Marysville Public Library with Jordan Romerman, marketing manager for Kansas Tourism. The event is free and open to the public. Content creation, analytics, and emerging trends are among topics to be covered. Marshall County Agency on Aging nutrition sites, Meals on Wheels, and public transportation closed today. No bingo Tuesday evening at the Marysville American Legion. Public power districts proactively asking customers conserve energy the next several days to keep systems operating. At this time, Regional Transmission Organization, the Southwest Power Pool, has not called upon member utilities in 14 states to curtail energy usage. Several easy steps benefit customers and your neighbors. Lower your thermostat 2 to 4 degrees below normal temperatures. Avoid using appliances like washers, dryers, or a dishwasher, especially during peak usage times, 7 to 9 a.m. and 4 until 7 p.m. And prepare for the potential of power outages related to continued cold weather for the next several days by ensuring supplies are handy. Richard L. Dick Tegetoff, age 73 of Beatty, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dick Tigadoff. Jaron L. J. Horman, age 44, of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service was postponed Saturday and will be held Wednesday, 10:30, at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for J. Horman. Hella F. Fondrich, age 66, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., Fancy Creek Zion Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery, west of Barnes. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ella Hontrich. Shirley L. Jensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Shirley Jensen.
For the life that's well remembered, and only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind chill warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper teens. Wind chill values around 30 below. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows just above zero. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And partly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. There will be a chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then a slight chance for some snow into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows just around zero. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear and breezy into Friday with our highs just above zero and in the lower teens. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Warmer into Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper teens and mostly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows just above zero. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 68, the average low 18, and this morning we were 2 degrees shy of the record low, minus 11. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:29.
Are we becoming an attention deficit society? New research is seeing some red flags, and we will share those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
with more practical tips and useful advice. This is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 16th, the 16th day of the year. Dancer and actress Debbie Allen celebrates a birthday, and prohibition became the law of the land on this day in 1920. What has the instant information age done for our attention spans? New research shows that people who work online have their attention diverted about every 45 seconds. 10 years ago, that figure was about 3 minutes. But it's not just interruptions from texts, emails, or phone calls. Self-interruption is almost as common. It seems that once we get accustomed to distractions, they become self-perpetuating. The researchers warn that many of us are losing our ability for reflection, restraint, and concentration that are critical for any worthwhile achievement. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can sign up for our free newsletter online at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action tonight as the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks are on the road down in Oklahoma, taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That tip-off coming up tonight at 8 p.m. They're coming off their victory over the number 15 Oklahoma Sooners on Saturday with a strong victory 78-66. However, the Jayhawks over the past week have dropped a slot on the national rankings after losing to UCF on Wednesday last week with a 65-60 loss. Kansas right now is ranked number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 14-2 for their overall record, sitting 2-1 for conference play. They are sitting right behind the two teams tied at first at 3-0 in conference with Texas Tech and Baylor. After the game against the Cowboys, the Jayhawks stay on the road, heading out to West Virginia for their Saturday tip at 3 p.m. to take on the Mountaineers before coming back home on Monday next week. The Oklahoma State Cowboys are at the bottom of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 8-8 overall with conference play at 0-3.
An exciting era of Shunker basketball has arrived with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena while you enjoy the new game day improvements, including the fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Support the Shockers. Visit GoShockers.com to view team schedules and purchase your tickets today or call 316-978-FANS.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The Kansas State Wildcats are set for their big game against the number 9 Baylor Bears tonight with their tip-off coming up at 7 p.m. That game is at home in Lawrence. Kansas State has been struggling some after their latest loss on Saturday last week by a one-point loss against the number 25 Texas Tech Red Raiders at 60-59. The loss put the Wildcats towards the middle of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 12-4 for their overall record. They are sitting 2-1 in conference play. They stayed home again for Saturday as the Oklahoma State Cowboys come up to take on the Wildcats before heading out to number 24 Iowa State on Wednesday next week. Finally, the Wichita State Shockers, they have a few days off again before they're on the road taking on the number 23 Florida Atlantic Owls. That game coming up on Thursday with tip-off at 6 p.m. Wichita State fell on Sunday against Memphis with a triple-digit score there, 112-86. Shockers are sitting at the bottom of the American Athletic Conference right now at 8-8 for their overall record. Conference play, they are 0-3. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
3 of 4 first-round play-in games in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Onega were completed Monday before another round of snow forced postponement of the final games until Wednesday. In the girls' division, Axtell took Washington County 44-22, Hanover tripped Onega 55-39, and Lynn beat Troy 52-48. On the boys' side, Frankfort edged Blue Valley 58-57, Troy took Onega 54-29, and Valley Heights won over Lynn 50-45. Brackets were revised and resume Wednesday. Girls action at 3:15. Donifa West meets Blue Valley. At 4:45, Washington County boys will face Donovan West. Girls action at 6:15, Clifton Clyde versus Axtell, and Frankfort meets Hanover. Boys action at 7:45 Wednesday, Clifton Clyde meets Frankfort, and Axtell takes on Troy. Games continue Thursday on a revised schedule with the semifinals Friday and the championship Saturday at Onega. First round action in the Thunder Classic at Seneca in the Nemaha Central High School Tournament will resume Wednesday. Marysville meets Jackson Heights Wednesday evening at 6. Dealer Odell and Southern games Tuesday will be postponed. No school Tuesday.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one slid.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure swish from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
The big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
College hoops Tuesday evening, Kansas State pregame at 6, Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, live on KNDY.
A trip to boring Oregon is anything but, especially if you stop by the place Cliff Berrickman established back in 2019. Whatever you think of this mysterious creature, what Cliff has to share is often of interest to many worldwide. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Cliff Berrickman is a former elementary school teacher who loved to go into the woods and search for something that some say is real while others remain skeptical. Today, he is the curator of the North American Bigfoot Center just outside of Portland, Oregon.
The word Sasquatch, of course, was coined in British Columbia in the 1920s, and the native people all over North America have known about these things long before any white people were on the continent.
Cliff was one of the hosts of the TV show Finding Bigfoot on Animal Planet.
Over the years, we recorded vocalizations that can't be attributed to any other North American species quite a few times. And one time I even saw one in North Carolina through a thermal imager.
Cliff says the term Bigfoot, singular, may be part of the reason people write off the notion of a reclusive species.
That has contributed to the mythology that there's one individual Bigfoot walking around, and he has been seen in Florida and British Columbia. And of course, if that's what people think, it sounds like nonsense, because it would be.
Cliff isn't pushy with what he shares, but he is passionate about the story of an animal he believes is very real, but hard to spot.
Sasquatches are a perfectly normal species. They probably number in the low thousands or so all throughout North America, like maybe 5,000 or something. And people might say, oh, that's a lot. No, no, it really isn't. That would make it one of the most rare large animals in North America.
Cliff says when you consider he is in the woods all the time over many years and very rarely sees a bear, well, if Sasquatches are even in lower numbers, it's reasonable they'd be hard to ever see as well. It's a unique stop for people with differing beliefs about something described for centuries. Traveling the countryside at the Bigfoot Center in Boring, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction, including guns, tools, appliances, furniture, and household items for Darlene and Randy Hatke. Saturday, January 20th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Guns sell at noon. They'll also be selling pistols, a gun safe, selling tools and miscellaneous, selling furniture items, including a leather three-cushion couch, love seat, and oversized chair, dining table with four cushion chairs, king-size bed, dressers, Samsung front load washer and dryer on pedestals just 1 year old, two upright freezers, flat-screen TVs, and miscellaneous. This public auction for Darlene and Randy Hatke, Saturday, January 20th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When you raise your own chickens, the egg yolks might be a darker color. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This doesn't necessarily mean the eggs are healthier. It just tells you what the chickens are eating as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When you crack open an egg and see a vibrant yellow or orange egg yolk, most people assume that's a sign of a fresh, especially nutritious egg. Jackie Jacob is an Extension Poultry Associate at the University of Kentucky. She says a dark yellow or orange yolk doesn't typically mean it's healthier or fresher. These yolks are higher in beta-carotene, which is a vitamin A precursor. But whether this has biological significance or not is debatable. Jacob says the color of the yolk is a sign of what the chicken ate.
Well, you usually find orange yolks with chickens raised on pasture with nice lush grass or legumes that they eat. And the pigment, the xanthophylls from that foliage, gets deposited into the yolks, giving it a oranger color.
If your chickens aren't pastured, Jacob says you can supplement their diet to get an orange yolk.
The commercial guys, when they want a darker yolk, they use marigold petals, the powder from it. You can also use dehydrated alfalfa if you don't want to go that route because you're getting the dry foliage. It still has the pigments in it. So typically a diet high in dehydrated alfalfa will give you darker yolks.
You can also give your chickens treats that are high in xanthophyll, such as carrots, apricots, pumpkins, red cabbage, and the leaves of most green plants. Some chicken breeds that have yellow skin and are fed diets high in xanthophyll will also have darker, more richly colored feet and beaks because any excess pigment not used to produce eggs is stored. This is why roosters with xanthophyll in their diet tend to have very yellow feet and beaks. Learn more about egg yolk color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Is expected for the biofuels business, just not all at once. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. In yesterday's show, University of Illinois ag marketing expert Scott Irwin suggested that biofuels for aviation is not going to be an overnight success. He also believes the transition to electric vehicles is going to be a slow one.
I'm a firm believer that we are going to transition away from internal combustion engines and we'll have a fleet of all EVs, but that transition is going to be measured in decades, not in years. And the transition to sustainable aviation fuel, I believe, will be proceeding along the same timeline.
On the subject of timelines, says Irwin,
I think we will have a nice long-run market for probably ethanol, some also through the renewable diesel path, for decarbonizing jet fuel. I do think that that is the market opportunity for U.S. crop agriculture in the biofuels in the long run, and I think it will happen, but definitely not in the next few years.
Irwin spoke at Purdue University's recent Top Farmer Conference. I'll feature other conference presenters in the next couple of days to talk about the Farm Bill and about shipping issues on the Mississippi River. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
KNDY.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Spark with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the last time we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, he said there was some mild surprises in the new USDA crop forecast.
USDA's latest round of crop reports had a couple of mild surprises for traders. First, USDA forecasting a bigger corn crop than previously reported, bigger than most traders expected. USDA now looking at a 15.3 billion bushel crop. It had been saying 15.2. Either way, a record crop boosted by USDA's new improved corn yield estimate, 177.3 bushels an acre, taking corn yields also into the record books. For soybeans, USDA raising its previous yield forecast by about 1%, taking it to the fourth highest ever. Soybean crop now estimated just under 4.2 billion bushels, still down from the year before by 2%. And there was yet another surprise in the reports for the cotton market. USDA had been forecasting a 12% smaller cotton crop this year, now looks to be 14% smaller crop at 12.4 million bales. Even though yields look better than before, USDA upped its estimate of the number of acres that had to be abandoned because of drought. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now, in other news, the USDA has begun accepting applications for the Continuous Conservation Reserve Program. The Farm Service Agency encourages agricultural producers and landowners interested in conservation opportunities for their land in exchange for yearly rental payments to consider the enrollment options available through Continuous CRP. It also includes the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program offered by FSA partners. Additionally, producers participating in CRP can apply to re-enroll beginning January 12th if their contract expires this year. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says continuous CRP is one of the best conservation tools we can provide producers and landowners. Whether a producer wants to focus on water quality benefits or work with one of our partners to address natural resource concerns in their area, the program offers many options to help meet those resource conservation goals. To submit an offer, you should contact your local FSA office by July 31st.
Ag news from the Mid-American Ag Network Community Hoosier. Well, climate change and the climate change initiatives continue to be...
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Animals with a healthy balance of microbiomes in their gut have a stronger immune system. This means less reliance on antibiotics. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
All animals have a gut full of microbiomes, bacteria, fungi, and viruses. When the gut biome is properly balanced, it supports the body's immune and digestive systems. Researchers at Purina Animal Nutrition are studying microbiomes and looking for alternatives to help an animal maintain its health or to naturally stave off bacterial infections. Emily Otto Tice is a swine nutritionist. She says they're collecting microbiome samples from various contact points on the animals.
Whether that comes from their mouth or oral samples, we're looking at fecal samples, we're looking at milk samples, we're looking at underlying tissue samples where the animals nurse, to look at all the bacteria that could be on the skin of their dams, and looking at what good bugs exist, where they can overpopulate and reduce the effect of pathogenic population bacteria from taking over.
They're trying to look at all aspects of the good, healthy bacteria in the gut and introduce those as feed additives or direct-fed microbials across all species.
We are learning that there are certain bacterial populations that can be common from multiple species and they have beneficial effects. So we're trying to isolate those and find out, hey, this works really well in the baby pig. They don't scour when they get weaned from their mama and go on to dry feed. So let's try to find more populations of these by creating a concentrated product in a form that can be delivered in the feed.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about microbiomes and gut health at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still lower in the grains and mixed to slightly higher in the livestock. February live cattle up 157 at 172.95. April trading at 175 per hundredweight. That's up 82 cents. January feeders also in the green, currently up 82 at 227.40. March feeder cattle up 90 cents at 228.60. Triple-digit losses for the hogs here today as February lean hogs down $1.47 to $70.40. April drops $1.40 down to $77.20. 22. As mentioned, mostly lower in the grains today. March corn currently down 4.5, trading at 442 and a half. Maize at 454 and a quarter. That's down 4¾ cents. Double-digit losses for the wheat markets as the March contract for Kansas City wheat down 12 at 603 and a quarter cent. May trading at 607 and a half. That's down 12 and three quarters. And March oats also double-digit in the red, down 13 at 355 and three quarters. It's been two-sided trade for the soybeans today. Back into the red, slightly lower March soybeans down 1 at 1223 a bushel. May trading at 1234 and a quarter. That's down 1.5. A significant jump for March soybean meal, up 460 at 366.70. And soybean oil a bit lower today. March down 73 points at 47.52. Cotton also trading in the red. March down 16 points at 81.15. May down 18 at 82.11. In the energy markets, we see February crude oil down 55 cents at 72.14 a barrel. February unleaded gas is mostly unchanged, slightly higher trading at 212 a gallon. February heating oil is down 1 at 265. And February natural gas down sharply, dropping 38 down to 292. Taking a look now at Wall Street here as we pass through the midday. Stocks fall to start the week. Dow Jones currently down 245 at 37,347. S&P is at 4,764. That's down 19. And the NASDAQ down 57 at 14,915. Into the metals, we see February gold down $22.60 an ounce at 2,029. March silver currently down 25 cents at 2,307. And lastly, looking at the dollar index, still with some strength today. March dollar up 96 points at 103.12.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Weniger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Weniger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Weniger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Weniger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas experienced a large variety of weather conditions in 2023, like it does many years. K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle recaps a few of the key events that took place in the state. He begins by reviewing the drought and says when in the year it was extremely bad.
The big story in terms of weather for the year was the drought. And March through May was when things were really bad, especially in central and eastern Kansas. Four of our nine climate divisions in the state ranked in the top 10 driest meteorological springs. And that's the three-month period between March, or really March, April, and May. So four divisions out of nine in the state, top 10 driest. We had three counties in the state that had their driest spring, meteorological spring on record. Those are Harvey, Greenwood, and Butler counties, which all happen to be adjacent to one another down in south central Kansas. Now, when I say driest ever, that's driest on record. It's a 129-year period of record that began in 1895. So driest in 129 years, that's a big deal.
Kansas had two major heat waves this year, and Siddle says how they rank for all time.
There were two heat waves that were brutal. The dates were July 24th through August 3rd, and then again from the 19th through the 25th, and that second heat wave was the worst of the two. We had seven consecutive days in that the average high temperature across the state was over 100 degrees. And the first day, that is kind of unusual, the first day of that heat wave was the worst day. That was August the 19th when Manhattan at the airport hit 115 degrees. That ended up being the hottest temperature in the nation on that day. And it was the warmest temperature in over a decade recorded anywhere in the state of Kansas.
At the end of the year, parts of the state got large amounts of rain.
We certainly did. The event that just happened, the 13th through the 15th, huge amounts of moisture in southwest Kansas. There were, the highest report for that storm was over 3.5 inches down in Meade County, which is down in southwest Kansas. There was a location in Ford County that had more precipitation in the 24-hour period from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. on the 14th into the 15th. It was the largest single-day rain event ever in the month of December at that location, over a century of data. So we're talking just an incredibly unusual event.
That was K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle with information about the weather in Kansas last year. Keep up to date on the weather at www.mezzanet.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks were lower to start the holiday shortened trading week. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones was down 175 points. The S&P had given up a fraction. The NASDAQ composite was even. Two grocery store giants are still working on a merger, but it's being pushed back. Last year, Kroger proposed buying Albertsons and finishing the deal early this year, but ongoing talks with federal and state regulators are now delaying that. Apple apparently has done enough of a redesign on two of its high-end smartwatches to get around a patent fight. Sales of the Series 9 and Ultra 2 versions were briefly stopped last year amid a dispute over the technology they used to measure blood oxygen levels. This seemed like a great idea during the pandemic lockdowns, but Americans just are not ordering alcoholic beverages for home delivery. Uber has therefore decided to shut down Drizzly, the alcohol delivery service it bought in 2021 for $1 billion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Marshall County Agency on Aging nutrition sites, Meals on Wheels, and public transportation closed today. No bingo Tuesday evening at the Marysville American Legion.
KNDY.
Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News. I'm